Our planet is fast approaching a key level of global warming. Several new reports and studies make that point, just as negotiators gather for major climate talks this week in Azerbaijan. NPR's Alejandra Borunda is here to explain why that level of warming matters. Good morning, Alejandra.
Good morning, Michelle.
Okay, first, tell us about this warming level. What is it and why is it so important?
Yeah, that's a great question. So back in 2015, in the Paris Climate Agreement, just about every country in the world agreed to try to keep Earth from warming up too much. And they set these key goals to keep warming under 2 degrees Celsius and ideally less than 1.5. That's because scientists have told us the risks, they get bigger past 1.5. I talked with Lila Varzovsky. She's a researcher at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research in Germany.
The immediately tangible impacts is an increase in the intensity and frequency of extreme events.
100, like what?
Yeah, so like worse heat waves or hurricanes that are even more destructive than Helene, which was made worse by climate change. And scientists are also worried about these phenomena called tipping points. That's when the climate system passes some threshold beyond which it just behaves like differently and could run away from us in ways that could be really self-destructive. The ice sheets have some of these tipping points, for example, and if they melt too much, the process can become self-reinforcing and maybe send sea levels up by many feet. So it's really kind of alarming.
So it sounds like crossing that 1.5 level is something to avoid, if at all possible. So here's the big question, where are we?
Yeah, it is the big question. And right now, we're at about 1.3 degrees of warming. And possibly more. A new study suggests that we could be closer to 1.4 degrees even. And here's the thing. Scientists say it's still technically possible to stay below 1.5. We know how to phase out fossil fuel use or limit deforestation, but the progress so far just hasn't been fast enough. Richard Betts is a climate scientist at the University of Exeter in the UK.
It seems vanishingly unlikely that global action to reduce emissions will ramp up fast enough to stop us going through 1.5 degrees warming.
So all that said, crossing 1.5 isn't like walking off a cliff where everything just gets immediately worse. Yes, the risks get bigger, and the chance of crossing those tipping points I talked about earlier gets higher. But that just means it's even more important to rein in further warming.
Alejandra, you cover climate change all the time. So if you could try to put this into some context for us, how big of a deal is it that the world is getting closer to hitting this 1.5 level?
I think that's a real question. And here's the thing, the 1.5 goal was aspirational even when it was first conceived. It was as much a political negotiating tool as anything else. And in some ways, it really has worked. Almost every country has committed to more ambitious climate action in the past few years. Just yesterday here on Morning Edition, we reported that globally fossil fuel emissions should start to go down soon. That's a big deal. Andrew Jarvis is a climate scientist at Lancaster University in the UK. He says getting close to the 1.5 level,
it should remind us that we should probably double down on our efforts to make sure that we really do honor the Paris Agreement and stay below 2 degrees.
That's because in the end, warming 2 degrees would be better than warming 2.1 or 2.2. Every bit really does matter a lot.
So before we let you go, tell us about these climate negotiations that we spoke about this week and last in Azerbaijan. What are they focusing on?
Yeah, so the focus of these annual talks, it changes every year, and this year is really focused on money, like how to pay for the costs of cutting climate pollution and adapting to its impacts. A lot of developing countries, which are the least responsible for causing climate change, they need help responding to disasters. And so they're really asking for those responsible to step up.
That is NPR's Alejandra Borunda. Alejandra, thank you.
Thanks so much for talking with me.